F. But I can see where some people might prefer just plain outright lies, as did Ms. R., the woman in Montreal, she who follows fires to firemen, who fell in love with a four-stroke engine. And, frankly, I'd be the last person on earth to criticize an interest in the mechanical world, but there is nature, you know. There is such a thing as nature. And I don't think anyone has ever been the worse for, well, I was going to say, a call of nature. I mean a visit to nature. But there is also artifice, of course, not to be confused with deception. I.e., on the one hand, A, the foot, on the other hand, B, the shoe. And the shoes I'm wearing this morning, it so happens, are a shade tight across the arch. Not too tight, mind you, but tight enough to be called tight. That is, the shoe on my right foot is a shade too tight. The shoe on my left foot fits like a glove. And naturally, I think of the foot as we've referred to the foot in the line of poetry, in the traditional line. That is, but the poem must resist the poet. Always, I can't help thinking. And the woman in Nanaimo, she who lives in a submarine, the salmon creak at her window, the water her sky, X marks the known, the spot where she was, but isn't.